Bless these words in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to John chapter 10. In verse 29, the Word of God says, "My Father, which gave them to me," and that, of course, is speaking about us, "is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." You are in the hand of God. You may not realize it. You may not see it because the hand of God is so big. So you don't necessarily recognize that it's the hand of God. But you are in the hand of God. No one can remove you out of the hand of God. It's not possible to take you out from His hand because the Father, who is God, is bigger, stronger, more powerful than anything or anyone. There are certain things that you cannot lose once they are yours. Now, in the world, you can have a situation, let's say you buy a car and then somebody can steal your car. You can lose your car. But with God, that's not possible. There are certain things no one can steal. There are certain things that will never disappear. You know how you put something down somewhere and all of a sudden you can't ever find it again? There are certain things that will not happen with. One of them is the fact that you are in God's hand. The reason why you are in God's hand is because you are saved. That's what it means that you're going to heaven. You are saved. You cannot lose that. It is impossible for you to lose that. It's impossible for that to be taken away from you because you are in God's hand. And God will not allow anyone or anything to take you from His hand. He is more powerful than everyone. The reason why you cannot lose that is because what God gives you cannot be taken away. If God gives it to you, it is yours for good. You can't do anything to lose it. You can't be bad enough. Sometimes people say, well, if you're not good, then you will. No, that's not how it works. It's not about good or bad. It's about whose hand are you in. If it's in your hand, forget it. If it's in God's hand, don't worry. Okay? Because you can't lose it. And I'm not saying go out there and be bad. Just the same way as your dad will always be your dad, but sometimes he may discipline you. God's the same way. God will always be God, although sometimes He may discipline you. But He'll always be God. He'll never allow you to be removed from Him. You guys understand that? Good. That's the first thing you cannot lose. The second thing you cannot lose is the love of God. In Jeremiah 31:3, the Bible says that God loves you with an everlasting love. That means that the love of God is eternal. If God loves you with an everlasting love, you can never lose the love of God. What is the love of God? Well, 1 Corinthians 13:4 tells us that the love of God is first patient, then second, it's kind. So God will always be patient with you. That's something you cannot lose. Doesn't matter what happens, doesn't matter what you do, doesn't matter what somebody else does, it doesn't matter what people say, nothing else matters. None of it has any impact on the fact that God will always be patient with you. People may be impatient. Don't ever think that God thinks toward you the way people think toward you. At Jeremiah 29:11, it says, God knows the thoughts that He thinks toward you. They're thoughts of peace and not of evil. That means God will never, ever think a negative thought toward you. It doesn't matter even if you deserve Him to think a negative thought toward you. He won't do it. That's something you can't lose. The fact that God will always think well of you. He'll always think good things when it comes to you. He'll always see you as His beloved, somebody He really loves. He always sees you as precious, very dear to Him, very valuable to Him. He's never going to let go of you because you're too important to Him. That will never change. You cannot lose that. The second thing is it's kind. God will always be kind to you. It doesn't matter what happens. God will always be kind to you. Doesn't matter if it's a good time or a bad time. God will always be kind to you. God will always be faithful to you because of that. There's never going to be a time when you say, God, I blew it, and God says, get lost. That will never happen. With people, that may happen. With God, that will never happen. God will always accept you. God will always care about you. God will always take care of you. God will always provide what you need. He'll give you the things you need. And sometimes you may say, well, God, I need some money, or I need a house, or I need a car. And God says, I know. And He says, I'll give it to you. There's a temptation among Christians at times to think when God says, I'll give you what you need, that it doesn't mean things that I can touch. That it only means things for my soul, or things that are spiritual somehow. Well, yeah, it does mean those things, but that's not the extent of it. That's not all. It also means the very practical things. God, I need a coat. God will make sure you get a coat. As a matter of fact, one of the things that you cannot lose is God answering your prayers. Why? Because you belong to Him. When you pray, you may not get your answer immediately, because sometimes you can't hold your answer. Let me give you an example. Let's say that I'm a cup and I want to hold a pitcher of water. And I'm a cup that's asking for a pitcher of water. And God says, I'm going to have to expand you. I'm going to have to make you bigger. Because you can't hold a pitcher of water if you're a cup. So He'll turn you into a pitcher, and then He can give you a pitcher of water. If there are times when you don't get the answer to your prayer, it's because God's turning you into a pitcher. And you're just a cup at the moment. He wants to give you what you need to be able to receive what you desire from Him. So He'll make it possible for you to receive it, and then He gives it. But He will answer your prayers. Sometimes, also, if He doesn't answer your prayers, because you're asking for the wrong thing. In other words, we don't know what's coming. And it's possible for us sometimes to ask for something that will actually hurt us, but we don't know that. God does. And He won't give that to us, because all good things are from God. That means He won't give us anything bad. So if I'm asking Him for something and I don't know that it's bad, I think it's good. It looks good to me, seems good to me. And God says, no, you go down 2 months down the road and it's going to turn into a real bad thing for you. He won't give that to us. Why? Because He'll always be faithful. That's part of God's faithfulness. You cannot lose God's faithfulness. Even if you become someone who's not faithful to God, God will still be someone who's faithful to you. I don't recommend not being faithful to God. That has bad results for you. Things are going to go much worse for you if you're not faithful to God. But He will still be faithful to you. It's just kind of making your own way hard. Why do that? But you can't lose God's faithfulness. You can't lose His patience. You can't lose mercy. Let's say something goes wrong in your life, and God will be merciful to you. You make a mistake in your life, and God will be merciful to you. In other words, God isn't going to be harsh toward you just because you make mistakes. Don't make mistakes, but if you do, don't sweat it. Just correct them. And don't think God's going to get you just because you make a mistake. No, He's not. The funny thing about God is when you make a mistake, you know how He corrects your mistakes? He loves you out of them. Which on the surface doesn't seem to make any sense, but believe me, it works. God loves you out of your mistakes. Now in Ephesians 2:7, the Bible says that in the ages to come, He might show you the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. That in the ages to come, that means for eternity, God is going to show you His grace. Now, there are three things that His grace is. It is His kindness, and we just talked about that. You cannot lose the kindness of God. Part of the reason for that is because you cannot lose the grace of God. Kindness is one part of three things that make up grace. So grace is made of three parts. One of them is kindness. Since you cannot lose the grace of God, you cannot lose God's kindness. Doesn't matter what happens, God will always be kind. That's one of the reasons why you never have to be afraid to come to God with a problem. It doesn't matter who caused the problem. Most of our problems are caused by us. The vast majority. If I have a problem, I caused it. Sometimes something else happens that gives me a problem. But most of our problems are caused by us. When that takes place, never be afraid to come to God with it. Because He will be kind to you. God, I blew it. He'll be kind to you. God, I fell on my face and I made a mistake. He'll be kind to you. God, I sinned. He'll be kind to you. No matter what it is. God, this bad thing happened. He'll be kind to you. No matter what it is. He will always be kind to you. You cannot lose that. It's not possible. The second thing that grace is, it's in Ephesians 2:8, is undeserved favor from God. In other words, God favors you. Okay, there's me and that there's that other person. Whose side are you on, God? God says, I'm on your side. I'm always on your side. And it will always be that way. I don't deserve it, God. Doesn't matter. That's the nature of God's favor, that you don't deserve it. Now, you don't do things to not deserve it on purpose. And Paul told us that. Should I sin because grace abounds? God forbid. That's a good way to learn another aspect of the fatherhood of God, and it's called discipline. Doesn't happen because He doesn't love you. It happens because He does. But you will never lose the kindness of God. The funny thing about God is whenever He can, He takes the opportunity to show you how kind He is. He takes the opportunity to do special things for you. Sometimes you see Him, sometimes you don't. But they're always happening. The third part of it is government. Hebrews 4:16, there's a throne of grace. That means government. Now, what does a government do for you? Well, it does a lot of things. One of the things it does is sets up, if you will, the rules of living. The rules of living are very simple. God says, love God, love your neighbor. That's the rules of living right there. What does that do for me? It protects me. So the number one thing the government of God does is protects me. I will never lose God's protection. You can't lose that. It can't be taken away from you. God will always protect you. If there is a time when it seems like God is not protecting you, it's not that He's not protecting you, it's that He's testing you. Why does God test us? So He can reward us. And so if it seems like God's not protecting, it's because He has a purpose in it, a reason for it. And the reason is reward. Another thing that the government of God does is it fights on your behalf. David actually fought literal armies, and Joshua fought literal armies, and these people fought literal armies. Some of these armies were enormous. And God says, don't worry about it, I'll fight on your behalf. When you have a situation that comes against you, God will fight on your behalf. What about the other person? It doesn't matter. God will fight on your behalf. He'll always do that. You can't lose that because you can't lose the government of God. It's always best to go to the things you cannot lose. There are things we can lose. But with God, there's a whole lot that we cannot lose. Go to the things you can't lose. In other words, something happens, then go to things like, God accepts me. God fights for me. Trust Him in it. You know what happens if you trust God? You're no longer afraid. You no longer worry. You no longer lack confidence because you know who's fighting on your side. If you have God fighting on your side, nothing can stop you, nothing can come against you, nothing can resist you, nothing can happen to you that God does not allow. And if He allows it to happen, it's to reward you. And that's a good thing. When something happens, think to yourself, God fights for me. When a kid at school starts to be nasty to you, just remember, God fights for me. 1 Peter 3:12 says something that we don't always think about. Now, I'm not going to quote it exactly. I'm going to put it in practical, everyday terms. Have you ever had a kid come against you at school? Somebody maybe bully you or somebody say some nasty things or pick on you, stuff like that. Have you ever had that happen? A lot of people have. 1 Peter 3:12 says, in practical, everyday language, God knows, God sees, and God's going to get him. That's the amazing thing. He doesn't ignore it. So either He's going to save them, or their day is coming. And believe me, that happens. That happens exactly the way God says it does. I know, I saw it. When I was a kid, just like any other kid, I had kids I was friends with, and I had kids who really didn't like me. And I even had no idea why. They were just mean. God sees, God knows, and God's going to get them. And those people who are really nasty to you for no good reason and they do stuff against you, their day is coming. They may not think it is, but it is. That's a guarantee. Because God said it. You see, the government of God is extremely powerful. It's much more powerful than even, let's say, the American government with its huge army. It's much more powerful than that. And the government of God can do absolutely anything on your behalf. And you know, you can't lose it. You will never lose that. Always think in terms of the things you can't lose. Because the fact of the matter is, you can't really lose anything, not with God. You guys understand? Okay, that's it for today.